1.
Well, the hotels aren't cheap, but if you don't stay in the center, then you can get a good hotel at very reasonable rates. And you can eat out quite cheaply if you know the right places to go. The food is fantastic, by the way.
2.
The Golden Gate Bridge, for sure. You should definitely walk across it. It's amazing.
3.
The old-fashioned Victorian architecture, I guess, and the cable cars, of course. The food is very varied and cosmopolitan, and the views, too, I guess, over the Bay Area.
4.
Loads. There's the Bay Area. You mustn't miss that. There are lots of parks, great shopping at Union Square. You should definitely go to Fisherman's Wharf, and the sea lions at Pier 39 are well worth a visit. You mustn't miss Chinatown either. It's the biggest outside China with some great markets. You have to stay there at least 5 days if you want to see everything.
5.
Sure. There are 3 airports, and they're all well connected. You can take the subway system or coach, bus, train. No problem.
6.
Yeah, you have to take a day trip to Alcatraz. It's quite expensive, but it's well worth visiting.
7.
Well, it's on the coast, but it's not really that kind of city. It's hardly ever hot enough to sunbathe or go swimming.
8.
Any time is good, but the warmest days are September and October. It's generally quite mild, so you'll need a coat whenever you go.
9.
You should definitely walk and take a cable car. It's the best way to see the city. Parking's a problem, and anyway, you don't really need a car. There are lots of ferries and buses, too.
10.
Pretty good. It's not famous for it, though, so you really ought to check what kind of place you want to go to. There are a few good live music bars, I guess.